This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The U.S. said Sunday it expects that China will retaliate with increased tariffs on U.S. exports. This after President Donald Trump sharply boosted levies on Chinese products headed to the U.S. White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow said on Fox News Sunday, a new trade deal with China is challenging but worth it in the end.
We have had unfair trading practices all these years. And so, in my judgment, the economic consequences are so small, but the possible improvement in trade and exports and open markets for the United States, this is worthwhile doing.
Kudlow said both sides will suffer from the escalating trade war. In the U.S., he said that maybe the toughest burdens are on farmers who sell soybeans, corn, and wheat to China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meets with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov this week. The visit comes as the two countries clash over a number of issues, including Venezuela, Iran, and Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. Gunmen killed six people attending mass at the Catholic Church of Dablo in northern Burkina Faso Sunday morning, according to officials and witnesses. A witness told VOA Africa the priest and five churchgoers were among the victims. The Roman Catholic faithful in Sri Lanka's capital attended mass Sunday for the first time since the Easter bombings of churches and hotels that killed more than 250 people. Here's churchgoer Sampath Fernando.
Most of the people in our village, they came for the mass. So today is a very happy day for myself.
Soldiers and police armed with assault rifles patrolled the neighborhood around the churches. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attacks. This is VOA News. Officials in Pakistan say the death toll from the overnight militant raid on a luxury hotel near the China-run strategic port of Gwadar has risen to at least five, including four hotel employees and a Pakistani Navy soldier. Pakistan's military media wing said Sunday security forces have completed clearance operation at the Zafer Pearl Continental Hotel. The statement said all three terrorists who participated in the attack Saturday were killed. Saudi Arabia says its security forces have killed eight suspected terrorists in the country's eastern Qatif region. The Interior Ministry said the suspects died in a shootout with the forces Saturday on the island of Taro. The government says the men had been planning to carry out an attack. More tug-of-war is expected in Washington this week. Congressional Democrats seek further information and material pertaining to the Russia probe, and the Trump administration is eager to turn the page and move on from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Top House Democrats have pushed back against calls for impeachment proceedings against the president, but have warned that the White House could force the issue by impeding congressional oversight going forward.
Every day they are advertising their obstruction of justice by ignoring subpoenas and by just declaring that people shouldn't come and speak to Congress so that the American people can find out the truth.
Trump says Democrats' efforts will backfire.
Now the Democrats are saying, we want more. And actually, it's working the other way, because now we have our best poll numbers that we've ever had. It's crazy.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
While Democrats continue to negotiate for Mueller to testify, the Republican-led Senate Intelligence Committee surprised many in Washington by subpoenaing the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., to testify as part of the panel's own probe of Russian meddling in the U.S. election in 2016. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres praised New Zealand's leadership for upholding their commitment to the Paris Climate Agreement on Sunday.
New Zealand is introducing legislation to achieve a fundamental goal that the scientific community has defined as absolutely crucial, which is to reach the end of the century without more than 1.5 degrees, which means achieving carbon neutrality before 2050.
Guterres made the comments after arriving in New Zealand, where he spoke to the media alongside Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern in Auckland. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.